It's the Mela this Sunday in Gunnersbury Park. BBC London will be there, broadcasting live from what is a fantastic and free event. A massive celebration over there in West London. And we're bringing it into the studio as well. And we're going to be getting some sitar music in a bit. And maybe even a musical Hoover, I've been told. I don't know whether the Hoover will come out. Well, maybe. Yes! I think we've got the Hoover. That's entertainment. Well, if you think that's entertainment, you wait, mate. Because there's certainly entertainment aplenty going on this Sunday over in Gunnersbury Park. BBC London will be there, and we put a little bit of the Mela, for that's what it is, into the studio now. Now, Ferry, you have brought with you a Hoover.
I have.
Explain yourself, please.
Well, I work at Resonance FM, which is a very experimental art music station. And when Ajay came to me and said, we want to make a tribute to Freddie Mercury, I had to research him, and I found a lot of parallels between his life and mine. We're both of Persian lineage, we both studied in India. And got educated in England. But then I had to musically...
You don't have a moustache.
No. I have a lady's moustache. but... You know, it was very hard to think how to make a reference to this chap within the context of Indian classical music. And Clem is a very experienced and, you know, renowned sitar player, so I didn't want to make it too jokey. So we run a free electronics workshop at Resonance, and I adapted the Hoover.
The Hoover?
Yes, the Hoover is now a drone, because, you know, drone is very much part of Indian music.
Right.
You know,
So
the Hoover
sort
now...
Sort of bagpipes without the Scottish bit.
Yeah, exactly. And this is kind of Freddie Mercury without the plastic skirt. So what I've done is I've taken the fan off the Hoover and made the motor not refer to the fan. It's not moving anything external. And now the drone will be triggered through the computer.
Right, except we can't do it here, can we?
Well, I can only play it now through the speakers of the computer.
All right, then. Well, what does that do?
Let's see if it works.
Let's see if it works. Go on, give us a go. It's like you're turning on the Hoover.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'll see if it works, if it can come in. Oh, yeah, I can put the mic near the computer.
Well, yeah, you can. Yeah, go on, stick the mic down. Oh, look at that.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Right, so that is pitched to the sitar's notes.
Right.
So and then the rest of it's just electronica.
Go on then. Yeah. So let's start getting some sitar involved.
Can you hear it
of a Hoover and a sitar. There is vacuum cleaner and there is sitar. Ajay, you're smiling.
Well, it's fantastic to be in the studio and to hear it and to put the headphones on. I mean, we're going to transfer all this to an outdoor open-air festival on Sunday, so it's going to be quite interesting to hear it in that sphere as well.
And does the stage get cleaner as this happens?
Well, I tell you what, the studio looks a lot cleaner than it was when it first came in.
It does, absolutely. Now, I mean, everyone's smiling and laughing. And I must admit, I thought, you know, you tend to think of something like Indian classical music as very conservative and taking itself rather seriously. Yeah. And yet, you know, clearly you're having fun with it here as well. And it's all accessible. It's happening this Sunday. It's just one of an array of things going on over there at part of the London Mellor. BBC London will be there. And I'm very glad that you have come into BBC London to tell us some more about it. Thanks very, very much for coming in.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Having
Cheers.
Us.